Hey there, welcome back. You ever wish you could do magic? And, you know, like some magicians, read minds? Well, careful what you wish for. Come on, you'll see what I mean. Let's go get started. Read a book? Read a newspaper? Ah, easy peasy. But read a mind? And nobody can do that, can they? This week's episode, Mind Reader. Outmanned and outgunned, they were losing the war. General Anatoly Sikorsky had them backed up to the sea. One last battle, and the war would be over. General Bob Bronson was skeptical when he heard the report about Private Billy Sims, the battalion cook. "Wait a minute, wait, you sure about this, Armstrong?" the general questioned his aide. "That son of a bitch can read minds?"
"Yes, sir," Colonel Armstrong snapped. I was as skeptical as you, sir. So in a mess hall in the tent this morning, I made him show me while he was frying eggs. I closed my eyes and thought about Freckles, the cocker spaniel I had when I was a kid. Damn if he didn't nail it. Name and everything. I tell you, sir, the kid, he can do this."
"Well, what the hell? Bring him in. What the hell I got to lose but this whole damn war?"
Private Billy Sims saluted.
"Sir, Private Sims reporting."
"Oh, what the hell kind of hayseed is this?" General Bronson just shook his head. "Sit down, Private. So, what's all this mind-reading crap about? You can't really do that, can you?"
"Yes, sir, I can. I started when I was just 14, and I fell off my horse and hit my head on a rock. That night at supper, my head got to buzzing. You know, like there's bees in there or something. And I heard my daddy thinking, and I passed him the gravy before he even asked for it."
As the general rolled his eyes, Colonel Armstrong just jumped in.
"Sir, Private, here, show the general like you did for me this morning."
Billy leaned forward, closed his eyes, and focused on the general.
"Okay, wait a minute. Wait, I got it. Sir, you're thinking about what you're going to say to headquarters about your battle plans."
The general almost choked on his cigar.
Damn it, Private. That's damn impressive."
No longer a skeptic, the general explained.
"Colonel Armstrong here has a plan to smuggle you past the front line so you can read that damn Sikorsky's mind. Get me his battle plan, and I can kick his ass. So how close you gotta be?"
The next morning, at 0500, General Sikorsky sat in his tent, thinking about his battle plans. The paranoid general had yet to review them with his staff. Meanwhile, less than 100 yards away, crouched in the mud, Billy Sims' head was buzzing. An hour later, Private Sims was back in front of General Bronson.
"Sir, after I crawled through all that mud and stuff, I was close enough, and my head went to buzzing."
General Bronson puffed his cigar.
"Go ahead, then. Then what?"
"Well, sir, after General Sikorsky got done thinking about all his plans, every detail, I got me an idea."
"Look, I don't give a rat's ass about your ideas, Private. Just give me his damn plans."
Billy grinned. He knew what he was doing.
"You ain't gonna need them."
"Damn it, Private, don't you tell me what I don't need. What the hell were his..."
"Sir, General, you just need to shut up. I'm a-fixin' to tell you what my damn idea was. I figured, since I was already up inside his head, I'd give that old general a command. I made him grab his pistol, and then I made him shoot himself. Now, ain't none of his commanders gonna know what to do. Time I crawled out of there, they's all running around like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off."
Billy just looked at the general and grinned like a jackass eating cactus. Then he closed his eyes. Suddenly, General Bronson started swatting at his ears. Bees were buzzing all around inside his head.
You little piss ant, what the hell you doing? Stop!
Then the general reached down and grabbed his pistol. Billy opened his eyes. Then he made the bees stop. General Bronson's army easily crushed a confused enemy. Less than an hour later, after his victory, General Bronson stood before his men, swatting his ears again, as he promoted Private Billy Sims to Colonel Billy Sims. From that day on, for some reason, General Bronson never carried his pistol again.